Well, it might not be on everyone's calendar, but a whole lot of people across the country will be tuning in for a major entertainment event this weekend. The 2011 Miss America pageant promises to bring the glitz of Las Vegas to millions of American living rooms. Viewers in Indiana, especially in Bloomington, will be perched on the edge of their recliners to chart the progress of the Hoosier State's contestant. Gabrielle Reed is a junior at Indiana University, where she's majoring in vocal performance in the Jacobs School of Music. WFIU's Yael Cassander got to know Gabrielle in the heady weeks leading up to this Saturday's broadcast.
The first item that she will be showing today is her arrival outfit.
I have to admit, I'm a bit starstruck. In a well-appointed room on the Indiana University campus, Seymour, Indiana native Katie Stamm, Miss America 2009, is providing color commentary for a preview of the fashions this year's Miss Indiana will be wearing in Las Vegas.
It is so exciting. Gabrielle's going to show up and just look stunning in this dress and take part in the festivities.
My name's Frank Ricketts, and I'm the co-director of the Miss Indiana Scholarship Pageant. And every year before Miss Indiana goes off to the Miss America Pageant in January, we have a send-off party for her. And Gabrielle Reed, Miss Indiana, is a student at the Jacobs School of Music, so this is the perfect place to have it. There are many young women here who competed with Gabrielle at the Miss Indiana pageant last June in Zionsville, Indiana. So it's really about the pageant family coming together and, you know, celebrating Gabrielle as our Miss Indiana and hugging her and sending her off to Las Vegas with our best wishes and love.
We have a little less than a month to go, and there's odds and ends here and there, but it's all coming together.
That's Gabrielle, who looks every bit the part of Miss America. 5'10" before heels, with long dark tresses and a gleaming smile, she's resplendent in her red evening gown.
You just have to enjoy it. I mean, this really is the last time I do anything like this, and I don't want to be freaking out about every single little detail. Let it fall into place, and it will, and there are plenty of people here to help me do that, so that makes my job tremendously easier.
The only thing I can even vaguely relate to is a wedding, right? I have to look as gorgeous as possible, wear a beautiful gown, and have tons of family and friends around, but this is...
It's
so much more.
Yeah, you know, $50,000 scholarship money is on the line. It's a little extra, a little bit of pressure on the shoulders. There is quite the incentive.
The Miss America program is the largest source of scholarship money for young women in the world. All of the money that our contestants win at the Miss Indiana program, we don't hand that over to them in cash. We send that to their schools. All of the money's won go directly to support their education.
Scholarship funds were a big inducement for Gabrielle to renew her involvement in the pageant world. Although she'd done the sash and crown circuit as a teenager, she thought she was done by the time she got to college.
You know, there was a period of my life where I definitely enjoyed the glamorous pageant part of it. And then for a while, you know, when I got into college, I felt like I was done. I felt like, okay, that was a nice part of, you know, I was 15, 16, and I've done that, and it was time to move on. And then I found the Miss Indiana organization because I needed a way to pay for school. The first local I won within the Miss Indiana organization was Miss IU. It was my first semester in Bloomington, and if I would not have won, I would not have been able to continue my studies just because there's no way to pay for it.
It's stories like this that take you straight from the glamour and fabulousness to gritty reality. Gabrielle's got loads of them. The Hispanic Los Angelina had a rude awakening when she moved to Bluffton, Indiana as a preteen with her mother and stepfather.
The adjustment period for me was quite long. I was, for the first time in my life, seen as a minority, which was completely new to me. There were a lot of migrant workers that would come in to Bluffton, and I was kind of thrown in with that bunch, although, you know, I don't speak Spanish. I was raised very American. I wasn't raised in a way that was very in touch with my Hispanic roots. I definitely experienced a lot of bullying and a lot of harassment because of that.
To make matters worse, things were rocky at home. Gabrielle's mother and stepfather were locked into a pattern of abuse. Gabrielle found a refuge in music and pageant competition and has used the crown not only to fund her education, but to spread the message of domestic violence prevention.
The title provides you opportunities.
That's Katie Stamm, Miss America 2009.
It opens up doors for you to stand in and then share your message, to share your voice, because that's what being a title holder is. It's about being an advocate, being a spokesperson, and most importantly, being a role model.
Given the educational and societal opportunities the Miss America program affords, it's tempting to overlook the fact that what began as a bathing beauty contest in 1921 still includes a swimsuit category.
why does a woman have to put on a bathing suit to win a scholarship?
Right.
Because a man
right.
doesn't have to do that.
Right. You know, as the Miss America pageant has evolved, we've looked at the different scoring scenarios that they've used.
Erin Strager is the co-executive director of the Miss Indiana pageant.
And now swimsuit is down to 15% of the score, which I think tells these women that it's important to be physically fit and to be healthy. But the majority of the points that you're going to receive in this pageant system are having to do with your education, with your community service, with your talent. And so the organization is not saying to you, you're winning this because you're beautiful.
You know, when we talk about beauty inside and out.
Erin's co-executive director is Frank Ricketts.
We don't want a beauty queen. That's shallow. That's not what we're about. We stay involved because we see young women's lives changed and enhanced.
Which has definitely been the case for Gabrielle. Winning the Miss IU pageant gave her a way to pay her tuition at the Jacobs School of Music, which has, in turn, helped her put her best slippered foot forward in the pageant world.
I can't say that I would have done as well or even have won Miss Indiana without learning how to deal with the stress and intensity of competition through the music school.
Which brings us around to the competitive category that Gabrielle is particularly well positioned for. As the send-off party draws to a close, Gabrielle serenades her well-wishers with the song she'll be performing in the talent segment.
This is When I Have Sung My Songs to You by Ernest Charles.
When I have sung my songs to you, I'll sing no more. 'Twould be a sacrilege to sing at another door.
For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
The 2011 Miss America pageant will be broadcast live from Las Vegas this Saturday, January 15th at 8 on ABC. Photos of Gabrielle Reed taken during last month's send-off party are on WFIU.org.